All right, welcome back. Now it's time for contender or pretender as we are moving on here in this week's theme, the surge test. Is late momentum real or misleading? The Kansas Jayhawks on the men's side, the TCU Lady Horned Frogs on the other side. When it comes to surge tests, the late season momentum can be dangerous or deception. In contender or pretender, we are asking whether recent success is sustainable when it comes to these teams when the lights gets brighter. These two teams are trending up, but are they built for what is coming? However, I made a switch. I'm gonna be transparent with y'all. It only one supposed to be the Kansas Jayhawks on the men's side, it's supposed to be Texas Tech. I made a change. I said, you know what? I'm going Kansas. I'm gonna stay in the conference, but I'm taking Kansas. I need to talk about the Kansas Jayhawks in this one. So that's where the switch comes. So, and plus, Texas Tech, they lost JT Toppin to an ACL injury, who was done for the season, which is a big blow to them. And I know that, but I want to see what Texas Tech can look like without JT. Without JT Toppin before I can put them in a contender or pretender segment. So that's why I did the switch as well. But this is how we're gonna do this. Late season momentum can make a team dangerous, but inconsistency can expose contenders just as fast. So we're asking a revised question for contender or pretender. Whether recent trends are signs of growth are warning signs before March. So we're gonna start off with the men's side. This is what we at so far. As you can see here, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, UConn, Gonzaga, Florida, Iowa State, and Illinois are in the contender slot. Kentucky, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Texas, Virginia, Indiana, Auburn, Alabama, Louisville, Clemson, NC State, Iowa, and Tennessee, they are in the pretender category. And teams are still proving it. Vanderbilt having a great season, a magical season. We still want to see if they are for real. Wipatino and the St. John's Red Storm, still proving it. We got to see them. We got to see you get there. Okay, Rick, I know you're a great coach. You did it with Louisville, you did it with other teams, but I need to see you get there with St. John's. You could have got there last year, but you stumbled before reaching the Elite Eight. Purdue, great team last year. Up and down team this year. Still getting it together. So we're gonna see about that. We already talked about Texas Tech. Want to see how they are without their star player JT Toppin. Same thing goes with BYU. They don't have Richie Saunders for the rest of the year. So how do they adjust? You know. How do they adjust? Nebraska having a phenomenal season. Surprise. Vanderbilt and Nebraska are the surprising teams on the men's side of college basketball. But because it's surprising, does it fit in March? That's the question. Houston, I gotta see, man. I don't like what I saw when y'all played against Arizona. I did not like it. Like, y'all got punched. If there was a boxing, let me use a boxing analogy. If was there a boxing analogy before the ref stopped the fight in the 11th round, y'all was still gonna get beat anyway because Arizona had y'all beat. If you just take 11 rounds. We'll say the referee before the referee stoppage. Arizona's winning that fight 8-3. That's how bad it was. It was 8-3. Y'all kept getting punched in the mouth by Arizona. And y'all could never take control of the game. Y'all never really took control of the game. It was always Arizona. Even when y'all came back and tied it, and I think y'all took a brief 2-point lead at one point. But nobody really thought y'all took control of the game. It was all Arizona. It was all Arizona. Villanova, I want y'all in the contenders. I'm putting y'all in the on the line spot because I'm trying to see. Because I knew y'all were gonna lose to UConn. I just had that feeling. But I want to see what this is. This success sustainable? Yeah, different coach. It's not Jay White. I think it's the second or third year with this new coach. Are y'all really finding y'all stride? Are y'all really finding who y'all are? Are y'all finding y'all identity this year, and it's time to take the next step? Or y'all probably a year away from taking the next step. Miami, up and down, good some games, bad some games. I don't mean good as in, oh, they win some, they lose some, everybody does that. No, you look good in some games, and you look terrible in some games. So we need to find a middle ground here. In Arkansas, same thing. You can look great against top-notch teams, and then you have them games when it's like, John, what are you doing? What are you doing with the Razorbacks right about now? What we got going on here, man? So I got y'all on the line. Y'all still need to prove some stuff to me. But you don't see Kansas in here, right? Because I didn't put the spot for Kansas yet. Let's go into it. What does Kansas look like? The Kansas Jayhawks. After this weekend, the Kansas Jayhawks, they are 20-7 overall, 10-4 in the Big 12, and they have a net ranking of 18. All right? As we continue on here, they are currently ranked 4th, 10th in the AP polls after that loss to Cincinnati by 16. They are tied for 3rd in the Big 12 currently. They score almost 77 points per game. They give up close to 69 points per game. You're talking about 8-point difference there. They have a defensive rating that's 101.8. They have an offensive rating of 114.8. So they are plus 12, close to 13 in that department as well. Now, this is pretty good. This is good. It's not terrible. It's good. It's good. You want to be on the plus side of those. You're also on the plus side of that, but plus 8 points differential. That's a little shaky, man. That means you can be had. And it's been proven that you can be had. You already lost 7 games this year. You can be had. You got drilled by 16 by Cincinnati, which I'm going to keep harping on, by the way. 14-6 in quad one and quad two games. 5-4 on the road. 3-1 in neutral site. Key wins. They got a big non-conference win against Tennessee, 81-76. They got a big Big 12 win early in the Big 12 schedule over Iowa State, 82-63, and then at Texas Tech, 64-61. Currently, they are sitting in the 3 spot on ESPN. Currently, the 2 spot on ESPN and the 3 spot on CBS Sports Network. I think that's going to change after that upset loss to Cincinnati dramatically. But you have a game tonight on ESPN against Houston. That'll be coming back up. And then next Saturday, with College Game Day in town, in Tucson, Arizona, against the Wildcats on Saturday. Those two games can be proved mighty valuable about the Kansas Jayhawks and what they got going on. Unfortunately for Kansas, they have this situation with Darren Peterson where its low management has trickled down to college basketball now. So that's been an interesting topic going back and forth. They have won games without him. They have won games with him. They have lost games without him. And they have lost games with him. Saturday, I think he played like 35 minutes Saturday in that 16-point driven that they took to Cincinnati out of all teams. But on average, he's playing 27 minutes. So it's like, okay, so you can only play 7 minutes a half. You can play one full half and only 7 minutes worth. So that got a lot of people questioning what Mr. Peterson is trying to do here. My question is this thing with Darren Peterson affecting the rest of the team? Because he's a talented freshman. He's very talented. He can go to the NBA, but are you doing yourself and the Kansas Jayhawks a disservice by playing, pulling yourself out? Playing this game, not playing that game. Are you doing the team a disservice? Are you doing yourself a disservice? I'm not saying if he is or not. I'm just throwing the questions out there. There's been a lot of opinions about this man already. I don't need to pile on this man. This man is a freshman. He's trying to figure things out. Bill Self, I blame you for this, by the way. I can't call you out. You a Hall of Fame coach. You a championship coach. You should know what to do and what not to do when it comes to players like him. It's simple. Can you play for us and can you play meaningful games? Or do you want to go ahead and focus on getting to the NBA? But Bill Self, I don't know what you're doing, man. Bill Self, you've been slipping lately, man. I don't think a lot of people has called you out. But let me be the first to call you. Bill Self, you've been slipping lately, man. You have not been producing the same Kansas Jayhawks team that we are accustomed to seeing year in and year out. You've been slipping lately, man. I need to call you out on that. Maybe somebody else can call you out. I got to call you out, man. You've been slipping lately. I don't know what's going on, but you've been slipping lately, Bill Self. You've been slipping. I don't know. Is the Mexican stale there in Lawrenceville? Is it getting stale over there? Do we need? Is it time to change another guard here? Or something? Can't really say that you was ranked in the top 10 until you got your ass beat by Cincinnati. Just like that. But something's off. Kansas is not Kansas. When you see Kansas, there's no fear of, ooh, we gotta deal with the Jayhawks. That's a blue blood, but nobody is treating them like a blue blood. That's my point. You're not being treated like a blue blood. Nobody looks at you and they say, ooh, we gotta go against Kansas today. All right, we gotta strap up the slinkers a little more tight up. They ain't doing that. They just looking at, okay. No, but this just a team. Yeah, they got Kansas on their shirt, and we understand the history. We understand the prestige that is Kansas. But this team doesn't resemble none of that. So we ain't scared of them. Same thing when I said about Kentucky, man. People are not scared of Kentucky no more. Yeah, it's Kentucky on their shirt, but they like that too, man. That's not the Kentucky team that you're afraid of. They got Kentucky on their shirt, but man, we can't handle them. We can't worm with them. Hey, come on, man. As Auburn, who knocked off Kentucky, by the way. These other teams, they ain't scared of y'all no more. There's no fear factor no more to a Kansas, to a Kentucky anymore. So, Bill Self, what is going on? What you gonna do, man? But that being said, though, I gotta put y'all on the line, man. I got to. I gotta figure out what's going on with Darren Peterson. Is he gonna play? Is he not gonna play? We're gonna do load management. I don't know what we're doing. But you have a resume that shows that you can beat just about anybody going into the Elite Eight. And then you get your ass whooped. Because we don't know what Kansas team we got going on here. But I gotta put you on line because you are capable of getting to the Elite Eight. Capable of a sweet 16 appearance. But we don't know what type of Kansas team is going to show up when March happens. So I got to put you on the line. I can't say you're a pretender because I know what you're capable of. I know you can beat the teams that can get you to the Elite Eight. But I can't make you a contender because I don't know which Kansas team is going to show up at any given game. I mean, last year you got knocked out in what, around the 32 by Arkansas? Last year? I don't know. Maybe I need to hit the 6-7 on this one because I don't know. I don't know what team I'm going to get in March. And based on what happened this past weekend, most people probably say you might be contenders. Pretenders because you just got beat by Cincinnati. Cincinnati's nowhere near close to making the tournament, and they just didn't beat you. They beat you down in your own building by 16. So we don't know Kansas. We don't know Bill Self. You got to put you on the line for now. I don't know. You got a big game tonight. You got a big game Saturday. Maybe when I come back next week, maybe I might feel a little different. Maybe I might have a definitive answer after these two games that you got coming up. But right now, you on the line. Can't say you're a pretender because I know what you're capable of. I seen it. I watched it. I see the resume. And then I can't say you're a contender because you can be any type of Kansas team any type of day. The Kansas team that looks like a contender and the Kansas team that just get beats by an unranked team out of nowhere. So, you got two games. You got Houston tonight. You got Arizona Saturday. See how you do in those two games? I can come back with a more definitive answer next week. If I choose to. So, there you go. Here's your updated graphic. Kansas is on the line. We'll figure out if they slide over to the contender spot or they slide over to the pretender spot. We'll see what happens. I'll probably make some adjustments next week. Okay? That's the men's side. Let's go to the ladies. Stay in the Big 12. This is what we have for the Big 12 for the ladies side thus far. Contenders on the ladies side, UConn, UCLA, South Carolina, Texas, LSU, Ohio State, Duke, Michigan, and Ole Miss. On the line side, the pretender side, teams that I think, yeah, they had great seasons, but I don't think they can make it to the Elite Eight. Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Iowa State, Colorado, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech, and Arizona State. On the line with time to prove it. Iowa, Tennessee, Michigan State, North Carolina, Alabama, Vanderbilt, Villanova, and Minnesota. But you don't see on this, the team we're going to talk about now. Standing a bit till we're going to the TCU Lady Horn Frogs here, ladies and gentlemen. The Lady Horn Frogs of TCU, 25-4 overall, 13-3 in the Big 12. They have a net ranking of 11. Okay. They are currently ranked 11 in the new AP poll. They are number one in the Big 12 currently. A team that's just under 80 points per game and a team that gives up 56 points per game. That's almost a 20-point difference. I mean, Disney does not win the games. They are thrashing teams. They are beating teams down. They are letting teams know that when you come play the Horned Frogs, you need to come with your A game and not your B game. That might give you a little hint of where I'm going with this team. Defensive rating 79.4. Whew! Lord have mercy. They lock it. TCU, they lock it down. And then their offensive rating 112.6. That's a ridiculous offensive defensive ratio right there. That is ridiculous. Whew, these girls here. These girls are something else. 8-3 in quad one and quad two victory. 6-3 on the road. 2-1 on neutral site. Key wins at Baylor when they was ranked 12th. 83-67. A home win versus the 19th ranked West Virginia Mountaineers just this past week. 59-50. They have an upcoming game. Last game of the season for them. Their last key game is their last game of the season, March 1st, this Sunday, when they host Baylor in round two of that matchup. They're projected a 3 seed to Charlie Crean's ESPN bracketology right now. These ladies here. They have Olivia Miles, who's doing her thing quietly, by the way. She's quietly doing that. I think she's averaging like 21 points a game. I think like seven assists per game. Let me make sure my numbers are correct here. So let me go check my numbers for Olivia Miles. Because, hey, TCU, they lock it down, man. I cannot discredit what these ladies are doing. These ladies are with it. They have a great coach. They understand their assignments. They understand their roles. And when they own one, it can be tough to knock them off. It can be real tough to knock them off. I mean, they did take one to the face to Ohio State. I remember that game. That was the Coretta Scott game out in New Jersey. They did take one to that. They did take an L to Texas Tech. I know that. They did take a surprising loss to Colorado, but they can be had. I'm not saying they can't be had. They can be had. There's without a doubt, they can be had. But the way this team roll, the way this team is, this team, they can lock it down if they need to. Olivia Miles, she's scoring 20.3 points per game. She's also the leading assist person with 6.6 assists per game. She's shooting 49.6% from the field. I mean, Olivia Miles, she's doing her thing quietly for the Horned Frogs. She's not in the spotlight. That's probably just why she left Notre Dame. Now that I'm thinking about it, she didn't want to be in the spotlight like that. She wanted to display her game, play in a quiet manner, and let the results speak for themselves. So you got that. You have Marta Suez giving you 16.5 points per game, 6.9 rebounds a game, okay? So you have a nice guard forward duo to work around, and then you need a third scorer, Daviana Hunter, another guard, giving you 11, almost 12 points per game. So you have three players. You're talking 20, 16, 12. So we're looking at what? 48 points between the three. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You spraying out the scoring, spraying out the rebounding. So it's pretty straightforward. If you know where I'm leading it, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, these guys are contenders. They can make it to the Elite Eight. They can make it to the Elite Eight. And once you make the Elite Eight, all bets are off. And this team is capable of making it to the Elite Eight. They have great coaching. They have smart players. They have a floor general in Olivia Miles, who can also put the ball in the bucket like anybody else. They have a chance. They have a legit shot of being Elite Eight team. They can make the Elite Eight, and then all bets are off. LSU, Texas, South Carolina, Ohio State, who already beat them. If they was to meet again, I like TCU chances in that one. You know, just they have opportunity. They really do. So do not sleep on the Horned Frogs because they're quiet. They ain't making noises. They're number one in the Big 12. Quietly number one in the Big 12. Quietly ranked 11. Just outside the top 10. Don't sleep on TCU. Hey, them girls can play. Don't get it twisted. They are contenders. And as you can see here, is the updated version of it. But that is not the updated version because I'm making an adjustment here. You see the Iowa Hawkeyes, ladies and gentlemen, in the on-the-line slot. We're going to take them. We're going to move them to the contender spot. Because after that win against Michigan and the way that they beat, it's not the fact they beat Michigan. It's the way they beat Michigan. That lets me know that team will play tough with anybody. And they have a shot to be Elite Eight team. So we're going to take Iowa. We're going to put them over here in the contender spot. Then we're going to take Tennessee. We're going to take the Lady Volunteers. And I'm being so serious when I do this. I'm not joking. I'm not playing. I'm not trolling. I'm not doing none of that. They are pretenders. You lost 7-9. This team can't get out of their own way. So you no longer are contenders. You're not even on the line. You are pretenders. This team cannot contend with the big ladies that's in the contender spot. You can't compete with the UConns. You can't compete with the UCLA. You can't compete with South Carolina. And we know you can't compete with the South Carolina because you got your ass on national television about South Carolina and everybody watching. You can't compete with Texas. You had a chance to beat Texas, but you too busy getting in your own way and Texas escaped Nashville with a dub. You can't contend with LSU. LSU beat the brakes off you. You can't contend with Ohio State. You can't contend with Duke. You can't contend with Michigan. You can't contend with Michigan. You can't contend with TCU. You can't contend with Iowa because you don't know how to get out of your own way. So you pretenders. So when this show happens next week and I show the updated version, you will see Iowa in the contender spot. You will see Tennessee in the pretender spot. They're not ready. They just not ready. That's the way I have to put it. They're not ready. So with that being said, that is the fourth edition of Contender or Pretender. The Kansas Jayhawk men and the TCU ladies with the theme being the surge tests. Late season momentum can make teams dangerous, but inconsistency can expose contenders just as fast. We are asking whether recent trends are signs of growth or warning signs before March.